for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Back here at the MCG, fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. The good people of City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essington Street, Grovedale, and of course, proud supplier of our Footy Caller of the Year. What major prize, best part of $7,000 worth of solar panel
Sensational.
Package. Thanks to Kurt and
Might
the team
have to give him a ring.
At City to Surf Solar. I'm sure they will look after you, Bluey. Back here at the MCG as we wrap things up and, well, a very impressive St Kilda. We need to have a look firstly at the AFL Fantasy Points. Of course, AFL Fantasy Football powered by Telstra and the top three for each side. Melbourne, Christian Salem, 117. Oliver, 114. Brayshaw, 104 for St Kilda. Dean Kent kicked three goals against his former side, 106. Jack Billings with 105. Shane Savage with 101. Let's have a look at some of the Kerr's higher stats from this afternoon's clash. Individually, Clayton Oliver, best for the Demons with 31, 11 contested, 29 for Salem, 27 for Brayshaw, but only 17 effective. Harms with 25, 21 of those were effective and 7 marks, 23 for Jones, 23 for Viney, 22 effective, 21 for Petrarca, 20 for Hoare, who also took 13 marks this afternoon. So after a shaky start to his AFL career, Marty Hoare got some confidence out of the win over Sydney and was not too bad this afternoon, playing a little bit undersized. For the Saints,
well, he played on memory a bit.
Yeah, Jack Billings with 28 disposals, 20 of those effective. Savage has become very reliable, Chuck, in this St Kilda side, the former Hawk. 27 disposals, 7 marks, 24 of his disposals effective.
I was going to say, good user of the footy and a good kick of the ball, which is so important off halfback.
Ross with 27, 23 for Nunes, Gresham and Payton. Geary, Sinclair both with 22. And then Webster, Steele, Stephen and Kent with 20. Acres with 19. So I think just quick count, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players with 20 or more possessions. And Parker with 8. Was the least. So a real even team performance. Total disposals 401 to 395. Effective disposals in the end, St Kilda 304 to Melbourne 297. So they're very similar percentages in terms of effective disposal, but St Kilda were able to use the footy a little bit better going forward. Marks 119 to 105. Melbourne the better there. Clearances St Kilda 34 to 31. Contested possession St Kilda slightly winning that 136 to 129. Melbourne had 8 more inside 50s. 55.
Again, they've won the inside 50 count and been belted.
To 47. St Kilda had more turnovers, 70 to 68, but the Saints laid more tackles, 58 to 54. In terms of the hit-outs, just having a look at the matchups there very quickly at the stoppages and the hit-outs. Gorn with 32, Proust with 16, Marshall 13, Nathan Brown 2, Membry 1 and McDonald 1. So in the end, the D's winning comfortably in the ruck. They had just quick addition 49 to 16 in terms of hit-outs, but the Saints midfield were able to make the most of that. So Kurz High bringing you all the stats. Thanks to Jared and the team. Three sites, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. And the Tigers a chance to kick the first goal over at Marvel. Tim McGrath.
Yes, intercept by Rioli. It was a shocking kick. Lloyd, just a lazy kick out of the back pocket. Intercepted by Rioli and puts it straight over the goal umpire's hat. Richmond leads 7-0.
Who's your Steamatic standout this afternoon? Tim McGrath, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Geez, thanks for the heads up.
Put him under pressure, which is good.
He's under the whip McDippman style. Oh, I think in a game that obviously St Kilda dominated, Tim Membry with 4 goals and some beautiful aerial work, I thought was the best player for St Kilda.
So our Steamatic standout this afternoon, thanks to Tim McGrath, is Tim Membry, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Steamatic, don't panic, call Steamatic.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.